Well, I can't think of a more perfect place to talk about common grace than Cossatot State Park. Hey, I'm Blake. This is your Tailgate Talk. So I'm here at the Brushy Creek recreational area in the Cossatot River State Park. Again, another beautiful place in Arkansas, near I think it's called Vandervoort. Anyway, beautiful, peaceful. If I were to stop talking, you could hear the water running behind me. Maybe you can, anyway. Just a beautiful, beautiful place. And this is it's a water-based recreational center. So it's called Brushy Creek. You can come, you can play in the river. I mean, it's a really beautiful place, but it's totally dependent on water. I mean, if you're in a drought, this is probably not going to be a really fun place to hang out. Totally dependent on rain. Which kind of has my wheels turning and thinking about the fact that, listen, you can come here and enjoy this whether you're a believer or not. I mean, that's just a fact. A lot of people come to this area on beautiful days that don't know Jesus and have a great time. It's the idea of common grace. Jesus would say it like this in Matthew 5:45. He was talking about how we love those who love us and we love our enemies. And he would say that the Father causes the sun to come up and go down, causes the rain to fall on the good and the evil. In other words, there are some things in this world that we get to enjoy because God made them and we're living in this world, period. The beauty of nature, the taste of a good steak, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Good gifts of common grace. But I will tell you that to come to this beautiful place that God made and enjoy it, understanding that it's part of His creative work, adds a whole new level of enjoyment and pleasure to this place. It's the same thing is true for all areas of common grace. A beautiful weather day, a good rain shower when we need the moisture so badly on the farm, the taste of a good steak, all of those great things that anybody can enjoy are made so much sweeter when you realize where they came from. And when you realize who it is that made those things, when in all reality, he didn't have to, but he did because he loves us. So can I just encourage you today, as you're out and about enjoying the goodness of God, to take thought that the goodness of God is so much sweeter when you're walking in relationship with Him. If you don't know Jesus, if you've never put your faith and trust in Him, can I encourage you today to cry out to Him, admit to Him that you know you're a sinner and ask Him to forgive that sin and be your Savior. Admit to Him that you know He died for you and was buried for you and resurrected for you and ask Him to save you from your sin. If you'd like to know more about what it means to trust in Jesus or to even follow Him day by day as a growing disciple, reach out to us through this LifeWord page that you're watching this video on, and we'd be glad to help you get started. Hey, I love you. Thank you so much for joining us today on the tailgate. As I say every week, you never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate as we make this journey across the beautiful state, my home state of Arkansas, this summer. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next week on the tailgate.